One wonders at this point if anyone would be surprised by new scandalous headlines about the Catholic Church anymore, but there is one that may raise some eyebrows. A newly disclosed Vatican document says that church officials told Ireland's bishops not to report suspected child abuse cases to the police. Is this what we would call a smoking gun?
This might be the most damaging revelation yet regarding the Vatican's complicity in child sex crimes, because in cases where crimes could have been prevented by involving the police, the Vatican told bishops, no, don't do that, keep it secret.
That is David Clossy. He's the director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. And joining us now is Joe Riggard, a journalist and author of An Irish Tragedy, How Sex Abuse by Irish Priests Helped Cripple the Catholic Church. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So explain this letter. I mean, the church has the Vatican at least has claimed that they did not do exactly what it appears this Vatican document says they did.
Explain it in the sense of why the Vatican ordered the church in Ireland to cover up what in effect was a criminal conspiracy. And obviously the Vatican does not want to be known to have been involved in that conspiracy.
Well,
so they ordered the bishops to cover it up.
And this is an authentic document that the Vatican has confirmed that?
Well, I would think it is authentic. I've read the story from the Associated Press. It certainly seems to be.
Well, what exactly, to what extent was the Vatican instructing people not to inform? Were these cases in which someone had come to a church official and said, we have evidence of sex crimes involving children, and then the Vatican's advice was, do not inform the police?
Well, the bishops in Ireland had covered up for years, for decades, terrible abuses in the boarding schools of Ireland. And at this particular time in the late 1990s, this abuse was exposed by the news media, and it was just coming forth. And the Vatican obviously did not want this to exacerbate the problem for the church. So the best way to do that, if the Vatican saw it, was to not report it and try to contain it.
Well, do you agree with the comment from David Clossy that the Vatican then stepped in the way of actually preventing future sex crimes?
Well, yes, I do agree with David from the standpoint that the more it was out in the open and the more that the civil authorities began to prosecute the priests, the more that it would be difficult for priests to get away with what they were doing.
All right. So, I mean, how revealing is this particular document? I mean, there's a certain amount of fatigue, I know, among the Irish especially, for new scandalous headlines about the Vatican. Do you think people will be surprised by what's revealed in this document?
I don't think anything is a surprise anymore from the standpoint of the sex abuse scandal. It's been in the news now for, more than a decade. And no, this is not surprising at all. The surprising part is it was that the Vatican was directly involved in the cover-up, and that's the big surprise.
However, I mean, there has been a change in the Vatican, and certainly since the rise of the new pope there, who has acknowledged that the church made mistakes in the past. The Vatican says this particular document reveals a mistake that the Vatican made, and that those things are not happening anymore, which to a certain extent should be comforting to the people of Ireland, right?
Well, I don't think any of this is comforting to the people in Ireland, because they've been through hell on this issue. Billions of dollars are being spent to pay the victims, and this is just another example of how the church, as represented now by the Vatican, has tried to cover up and ignore the problem and allow it to continue in earlier years.
And Joe, this raises actually a question that goes back to the medieval period, and that is this question of authority within the church. I mean, does the church claim or even acknowledge a civil authority? In many ways, the entire priest sex abuse scandal has forced the church to confront a 21st century notion of being beholden to civic authority.
Well, that's true. And the church has never been open to the involvement of the outside world. I mean, the fact that the documents in the Vatican are not allowed to be reviewed by authorities or academic people, the church has been a very secretive organization, institution.
Well, and the document itself, one of the lines from it says that the results of reporting on abuse cases could be highly embarrassing and detrimental to church authorities. However, I want to say again that the Vatican's response is, and let me quote, this refers to a situation we've now moved beyond. That approach has been surpassed, including its ideas about collaborating with civil authorities. And I'm wondering if you feel like that's true, that the Vatican has made enough strides that they're cooperating completely with police and reporting any new cases that arise.
Well, they are, yes. That is true, and particularly in the United States, where the church has carried out a major study which showed the horrible abuse problem in the United States, and the bishops have been ordered in the United States to report cases to the authorities. So, yeah, it's something of the past as far as what the church is now doing, but it certainly is revealing as to how it had been covered up for so many years.
Well, and Joe Riggert, there seems to be more that needs to be done in Ireland, that perhaps the wounds there have yet to be healed or even cleaned.
Well, I don't think that the wounds are... I think the wounds are being addressed and healed, but how can you heal an open sore, which is what happened in Ireland? And I don't think that this particular letter... It's not surprising, and for the Irish people, it's kind of like, gee whiz. I mean, this happened? Well, big deal. I mean, we've been going through this now for so long. What's new? I mean, it's just a horrible crime, and this is just another example of how the church tried to cover it up.
Joe Riggert, veteran investigative journalist, author of An Irish Tragedy, How Sex Abuse by Irish Priests Helped Cripple the Catholic Church, talking about new revelations that church officials in Ireland told Ireland's bishops not to report suspected cases of child abuse there.